It's also Ask the Officer Friday, presented by Cops and Donuts Central Precinct of Mount Pleasant. And this is Officer Jeff Brown in the CFX studio with us.
Well, that's what happens when you leave the door unlocked accidentally. Yeah. People just walk in.
Seems like forever. It's been here.
It's been forever. I mean, we've talked to you. We've been Zooming back and forth, but this is the first time you've been able to come back into the studio with us.
It's nice to see your guys' smiling faces.
Yeah, hang out and answer some questions. So you want to get? You want to hit some of those questions?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right.
All right. These are actually pretty simple. The first one, what's in your trunk?
What's in my trunk?
What's in your trunk?
Are we talking about my personal car? Or are we talking about work?
In your police vehicle, what, I mean, do you carry special things? Are there tools, stuff like that? What do you carry in your trunk?
Lots of stuff. Can store nothing else. Evidence processing things like bags and dusting kits, road flares, cones, because, you know, with traffic and things of that nature. Sledgehammer. I know
sledgehammer.
That. Sledgehammer.
Okay.
Right. The reason for the sledgehammer, it works as two things. You can use it to open doors if you need to, and or you can bust off locks if you need to get in that way.
Makes sense.
Right. Chain cutters. I'm trying to think what's else back there. A lot of electronics back there. Camera. Medic kit.
Another question. This came in from Stephanie from Coleman, wants to know, and I'm guessing the answer is no, but I'll get the real answer. Is it legal to ride in a vehicle while it's being towed or on a flatbed truck? I'm guessing no, but...
No, it's not legal.
And not smart.
And not smart. No, that's a safety problem.
You know what? I've got a question that goes with that one, too, because when we go camping, I got the pull-behind camper.
Yep.
And my kid always asks, he wants to ride in the camper, ride in the camper. Dad, can I ride in the camper? And I always tell him no.
No.
And okay, good. Because I told him, you can't do that. It's against the law.
Did he hear? Correct. He can't ride in the camper.
Good, because I just made that up and guessed. But okay, now I got, okay.
You're correct. You're always right, aren't you?
Well, yeah, pretty much, yeah.
So I'm going to jump on top of that one and go with what if it's a camper on the truck? I think you can ride in
those.
The ones that are on the back of a truck.
Okay.
That's what I was taught anyway, but that
is correct.
You can ride in one of those.
It's one of those weird things. Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Okay, good to know. So, no, you can't ride in the camper.
Yes,
okay,
son.
That's what I keep telling him.
And you can't ride in the vehicle while it's being towed or on a flatbed or anything. I don't think the tow truck driver's going to allow you.
They're never going to let you do that. They'll throw you in the truck with them.
Yeah, and well, they won't even do that these days. You got to kind of follow just because of the, you know, nobody
actually
wants to be close.
Some of the local ones will.
They'll
take you.
Okay. All right, so here's another question, and I have some family members, and you got to straighten this out for me.
Uh-oh.
I have some family members that insist that I still do not need to have that updated license plate on my car because they can't get them. What is the rule now? I thought they changed that where now they started saying you have to now have it.
It's open now. We can cite for those types of things again. I will tell you, we are stopping people for that. If I stop you and you say, oh, I can't get in, you better show me something that says I have an appointment on this date, this time. There is supposed to be the ability to get the next day appointment.
Mm-hmm.
Supposed to be. Some people are just using the excuse, right? We're going to fish through it. We'll find out. So you might as well just be honest or pay the money and get it done.
Okay. So to my family members who keep insisting that you don't need a plate yet, you do need a plate.
You need to have a plate. If you don't have it, you better have the piece of paperwork that says your appointment's on this date, this time.
Okay. All right.
So, yeah.
I am not right very often. And when I am, I rub it in.
I'm right all the time as far as, you know, I did one more with... And, you know, we talk about camping all the time, going there. A lot of people doing summer vacations and stuff like that. I think, we kind of know the common sense things to keep your house safe.
Yeah.
Or any of those. But any extra tips, because things change every year.
Sure. The big things is to make it look like somebody's there. You know, obviously, mm-hmm. if the grass grows and it's 12 inches, you're not home, more than likely.
I do that when I am home.
Well, you know. That's a good thing economics, I guess. You save the gas.
That's right.
The $3 a gallon. But you want to make sure that somebody comes and still checks your house. We've had a lot of rain lately, so if you have a sump pump, something like that, you could have some water in the basement or a big mess. We just had one not too long ago where the water broke inside the house and flooded the whole basement out. Want to talk about a mess?
Yeah.
That was a mess. Mm-hmm. And that was during the summer months. So it can happen at any time, right? Something backs up. But I always say it's good if you're getting the morning sun or whatever newspaper you get, have that picked up, have your mail stop because you don't want the mail sitting in the post office or in the mailbox. You also want to make sure that all your doors are locked, put away, you know, your ladder. Don't leave it outside. Give them an easy access point. Make sure all your bushes are trimmed back. Makes it easier to see. And then there's nothing that hurts with having a radio playing in the background. People don't know if it's your voice, radio voice, whatever it is, or you're in the house, maybe in the shower. So leave it on 95.3. Just let it play. And then you can always have the light that comes on and off different hours, rooms.
I was going to say, I have my... Okay, you're talking about the inside lights, but my outside of my house, I have like motion lights everywhere. Because bad guys don't like light, right?
No, they don't like light. And now the other part of it is, and some you're seeing more of it, is cameras outside the house. And they go right to your smartphone so you can look in. There's a lot of things you can do with Alexa, depending on how tech savvy you are. There's a lot of cool things you can do.
Okay, so make it just feel like there's somebody still hanging around that house if you're going to be gone for any length
of time. Exactly, yeah.
You have a couple little things that you want to share with everybody?
Just want to remind everybody, since we're in the midst of the summer and we just had a real hot stretch there for a minute, it's very important to take care of our pets, not only when they're at home, but if we take them with us. And it seems like more and more people are traveling with their animals, which is great. But remember, if we go to a store or we go into a restaurant and we leave our pet in the vehicle, you got two options. One, run the air conditioning and leave the car on. Or if it's really, or if it's not really hot, or run down. I can't talk right now. Or run down your windows to make sure that they can get a lot of fresh air. A vehicle can heat up so quickly, especially when it's 90 degrees out. Dogs get in distress really quickly, whether they're small or big. I have seen people that are very ingenious. They'll put like a bottle of water in a bowl and let the dog drink while they're in there. But make sure you take care of your dog. We're getting more and more calls about these. Cats, dogs. I'm trying to think what's the other weird. I had a weird one not too long ago. It was a pet hedgehog in the car. You never know. And if the best bet is to leave them home where it's not as hot, right?
Right. We've talked about that.
We call her truck dog. Because, if I put my shoes on, she's ready to go. And she's out and she's at the door of the truck. And she wants in, which, you know, during the winter was fine. I'd take her everywhere I go. But, if I'm going in somewhere, I'll just leave her at home. Because, I don't even want to take the risk or anything. So then she looks at me and gets all mad. And
gives you the puppy dog eyes.
Gives me the puppy dog eyes when I leave her at home.
Yeah. But when it's 90 degrees out and you're going to be in the store, I don't know about you, but anytime I go shopping, especially for groceries, for a few things, it doesn't end up just being a few things. It ends up a grocery cart full.
Yeah.
Because I run into other stuff that I want.
Right.
Or I'm hungry, especially snacks. And beverages.
Gee, you're just like the rest of us.
I know. I'm no different. But it's important not to leave them there. The cars heat up so fast. And, you know, we have been citing people for that. We have been holding people accountable. Our prosecutor's office has actually been prosecuting individuals for that. So please just don't take them with you. If you are going to take them with you, make sure that you leave the car running for the air conditioning if it's hot out.
Okay. Good advice from Officer Jeff Brown of the Buffalo Police Department. We did have one more question I forgot about, and I hate to put you on the spot for this. Is this the question about funniest thing?
Oh, yeah. What was we had this? What's the funniest, goofiest call you've ever had?
I hate to put you on the spot with that one because it's sometimes hard to remember those, but do you have one off the top of your head?
There's so many. I don't know. I mean, sometimes you think you've seen it all, and there's something that tops it. Oh, boy, I don't know. Off the cuff, I don't know. There's a lot of weird things that happen in our little community. I know that sounds silly, but I guess the funniest thing I just saw was there's a guy that rides around town with his cat. It rests on, I don't know if you've seen him or not, but we got a call for him. His cat sits on top of his backpack, and then he's got this clear backpack that the cat actually goes in. Real nice fella. Super, super cool guy. But it's just different, right?
Strange.
Right,
And they wanted a welfare check on the cat.
Okay. But it was all good?
It was all good. Cat was fine. Cat was happy. It was going for a bike ride.
Cool.
Don't see that every day.
With a cat.
Not with a cat.
Not on a bike very often. Dogs and bikes sometimes, in a basket or whatever. But
We see the same thing camping because everywhere we go, we are the cat people because my wife brings her cat.
Okay.
And the cat actually walks on a leash.
Oh, cool.
So
that's really cool.
Maybe we need a welfare check on you.